I started dancing with Helen quite a while before she actually started Theco, which was the dance group we called ourselves after. I'd been dancing with her for a while. Well, I used to just go to dance classes, you know, and then it turned into something else. And I think one of the most, well, the thing about intermediate at the time was, is that we were all in that same building. We were in the building with photographers and light people and musicians and us, and there was this wonderful cross. Well, just this conversation between all those arts and lending of our whatever we were doing to each other, like so, and that so that's when Theco really sort of came out of that, I think, when we realized we could actually be a dance group rather than just go to dance classes. So I can't remember exactly, you know, when we started performing as a group. I remember the one of the best performances, or one of the most interesting performances, was at the Douglas Gallery. And that was one of the first times the dance group had actually performed in a gallery. Douglas Christmas. What was that gallery called now?
Scott, I think it was called
It was
the
called the
Ace.
Ace Gallery.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's right. And Johnny Neon, who was working at and I can't remember his real name, but he called himself Johnny Neon, and he used to do the lights. And he was working at Intermedia, and he worked with those fluorescent tubes. And the gallery was filled with these fluorescent tubes, and we had this incredible choreographed piece that Helen created, where we would dance around these poles, and as you touched them, they'd go on and off, they'd fade and come on and fade. And you know, it was such a small gallery that they had to limit it to like 50 people at a time coming in for the performance. And it was interesting because the audience was so close to us that there was this sort of electricity between the dancers and the audience. It was very innovative, and it was really exciting, and I always remember that particular piece.